Simply Done, the podcast network.
Let me ask you a question, Dan. I noticed you know scared my someone fight Charles Bronson. You think he'd fight any of the other Magnificent Seven? You think he'd fight James Coburn?
I don't know.
James Coburn doesn't fight with a guy who fights with knives in that movie.
Yeah, he was our man Flint, too.
He was our man Flint. You know what he did?
What's
he
that?
Talked to dolphins. When they go in like Flint, they mean him. Our man Flint, I mean, he jumps in the water and he swims, speaks to dolphins.
I don't think that's true. I don't. Where'd you hear that?
I don't know. I went to one of those dolphin places in Cancun and got pretty messed up on some peyote. Have you swum with dolphins on peyote yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, you got to do one of those eco tours.
I don't have to do anything. I really don't.
You really don't. You do, though. You do have to do some stuff. You have to excrete your waste and breathe in oxygen. Speaking of
a
waste of oxygen, where's Scaremaster?
What?
I go like this. I go, if you want me to swim with dolphins on peyote, first off, where's the peyote? Secondly, where's the dolphins? Oh, God, Scaremaster. Every time I'm telling a story.
Every time I'm telling the story. Where's...
Perry.
I said, where's the dolphins? Like this.
Wait a minute. What does that say?
Freaking out.
Made in America.
Excuse me. You actually
have an American flag on your t-shirt.
I didn't touch anything. You're right by me. I want to make sure you don't fall on me.
What are you doing? Let me move.
I'm turning this.
I don't want you to fall.
You always? What do you mean you don't want me to fall?
I don't want you to fall.
Get the fuck away from me, okay?
Hey, buddy.
Fall.
God. Hey, Nick. What's happening, bud?
How you doing, Maul?
Really good.
Good to see you, man.
Good to be seen.
Yeah, it is.
So how's everybody on this side of the coast?
You don't care.
I don't care. You're right.
I know I'm right.
Just trying to be kind and...
You never try to be kind. You started shit as you walked in here again.
You gotta be cruel to be kind.
In the right measure. You know, cruel to be kind, it's a very good sign. Doot, doot.
You know what else got the right measure? This song right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location. Right here in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big 3 Podcast. Hey, once again, I'm your old pal Don.
I'm Maul.
I'm Scary Perry.
And hi, everybody. I'm Wolfie.
Whoa,
God.
Skip Dan, man. Peter's been protesting the use of Wolfie.
Love me. Everybody loves Wolfie.
Yeah, Wolfie's on Facebook trying to grab my nuts and shit. Oh, I want Perry's dick in my hand.
Well, you gotta put up with stuff like
maybe
that.
Maybe he likes
I do.
You're a celebrity.
I gotta put up with your hand grabbing my cock.
You're a celebrity.
What if Wolfie was caught in a trap? You think he would chew off your testicles?
What?
To escape. You ever seen No Escape with Ray Liotta?
No, I haven't. I know I haven't.
Desert Island. I mean, this is the modern day prison. They send people there, the worst. But man, oh man, you think that's the prison? No way, baby. Because they've got a crazy dystopian jungle community.
Never
heard of the movie.
Me and Ray Liotta lock horns, man.
We're not doing Perry's movie time, and you're not Perry, and we don't do that segment anymore. We do have to do this. This is from the desk of the bosses upstairs. They wanted to say something before we got into the show. Except instead of me reading it, would anybody be opposed to Wolfie reading it?
I like Lance Henriksen, who played Doc in No Escape, who's kind of the pacifist. But, oh, man, that's going to come back. And really, I'll tell you what, it's going to come back to roost when the big military guys come with their spears.
How about if Wolfman Jack reads it?
No, Wolfie's going to read it. Go ahead, Wolfie.
Gentlemen, it seems as if every time we get in touch with the three of you, it seems as if we're always upset. Not this time. As a matter of fact, we're delighted. Wolfie has been a great addition to the cast, and the fans love the hairy dog from the wild.
I don't know.
Because of our new friend, we've been seeing an increase of 60% of our 3 to 10-year-old fans. Possible new commercial money for the new demographic group could help this show out a lot. We can't have Perry biting or worshiping Wolfie. In other words, treat Wolfie with respect or there will be some problems. Oh, and as we said before, you should be watching your steps. We definitely are. The boss is upstairs.
Oh, you do a good Wolfman Jack, Dan.
Oh, my God.
God.
Way better than you. Oh, Dan. Whoa. Round two goes to Dan. Okay, round two. That's tough. I got to give them a stammer.
You don't like the wolf man over here, boy.
Hey, you don't like the wolf man over here. I'm the wolf. I'm wolf man, Jack.
Hey, I'm wolf man, Jack.
You're the wolfie, and yet I don't care about the wolfie because hey, that dog is gay and tried to grab my penis, and I don't want my dick in its mouth.
Scaremaster is Wolfman jacks off guys in the Denny's men's room.
Well, that was interesting.
Okay.
I really like the fact that we're bringing in some kids because the children of the future.
As I said, treat them well.
And well, maybe we do like a, you know, maybe we get a little our focus back on making some fine cartoons.
Yeah, that would be great. What are you doing, Nick?
Pot is good, heroin is bad.
How did this way?
By the way, here's Nick Perry's man.
Hey, Nick, what's going on, bud?
Just kicking back, man.
Are you still, is Scaremaster still making you stay with him?
Yeah, I'm sleeping on the porch.
Are you really?
Well, I threw him out.
Why?
Well, because he's got to go back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I said, get the fuck out. Well, Scaremaster, you're not paying rent, so fucking get out.
But Scaremaster, you let Nick stay in your room, and where'd you sleep?
I sleep where I always sleep. He slept on the couch. If he tries to stay over tonight, he sleeps on the porch. But he's not. He's going up to he's going up north to his wife and kid.
Quite a
future
story.
Wife and kid.
What are you doing with the papers?
Uh-oh.
Something's going on. What do you have papers in your hand for?
Well, why? Because these are sexcapades.
You're not doing sexcapades anymore.
Nobody, oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Nobody believes.
It's over.
But it's Paige movie time.
Yeah. No, it's
now
not.
Now it's movie time.
No, it's not.
It's guy talk.
Oh, nope, none of that.
Whoa, I'm just really...
The boss is upstairs. Everything.
Oh, I bet I know what time it is.
What time is it?
Time for Vance to get in touch with us.
Not yet.
So Dan does sexcapades now.
Who?
You.
No, okay. Stop right there. I don't know where you get the thought that you're going to tell us how to do anything in this show.
Oh, whatever.
Well, last time he went to the rainbow place, and a lady was kissing on his pee-pee. And I was thinking about, like, why does Scaremaster always go to bars that have a rainbow out front? Why do all the bars you like to go to, like,
excuse me.
Rainbows.
Excuse me.
And then I looked up, and I saw one of those bars that had rainbows all over it. And you know what? Not so many chicks.
Excuse me.
Why,
the Rainbow Bar and Grill on Sunset.
The one that you lied about getting a blowjob while Nick was there.
That you like, I got Rainbow Pride.
I didn't say I got a blowjob while Nick
was there.
Yes,
you did. That's what you said.
Wrong. I said I ran into the girl that blew me back in 99.
You didn't explain it that way. You acted like you got a blowjob right there.
No,
and at one point.
And that it was a guy.
Did he say it was a guy?
It was with a woman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A blonde chick at the bar.
But you said you got it that night. But that's what you said on the show.
The guy was the other time.
Shut up, you fucking flamer.
I'm confused. I'm not a flamer.
It's a ghost. No, I've never done a guy.
Oh,
God.
It's not exactly true.
Not that I wanted to have happen.
Well, maybe you should tell the truth once in a while. You'd feel a lot better, that's for sure.
You only ever seduced one man. Let's put it that way.
Wrong, fuckface.
More? You did more? How many?
Wow, this is a real big thing happening today.
Okay, we're going to find out how many men Scaremaster has seduced.
All right, guess? Everybody
Never
take a guess?
Did I ever seduce
anybody? Well, how many do you think?
I don't know. He's got that. He's a good-looking guy.
A great-looking guy.
Magnetic. Scaremaster.
Absolutely.
You got great energy.
He's loud.
He takes good care of himself.
Real good care.
And you know what? He's got his own sense of style. He's a pretty sharp dresser.
I say four. How many do you say?
Scaremaster, do you agree with any of the stuff I just said?
Whatever comes out of your mouth is complete bullshit.
Okay, you don't think you're a sharp dresser?
You don't think you're
wrong.
Good looking?
No.
You don't think you take care of yourself?
But you said everything, 100%.
You're a magnetic guy?
Yes, but here's the thing.
So then there are some things that are true. So you made a false statement again.
Listen to me!
Oh,
Shut up!
Don't yell. There's no reason to yell.
Yeah, why are you yelling?
Because you guys think that I did a fucking guy.
I said four.
On purpose.
How many did you say?
I never did a guy. On purpose.
Seduce the guy.
When you say on purpose, dude. When you say
look.
Did you ever swim with dolphins on peyote?
You're really into that for some reason.
Just saying, everybody has to do that.
No,
we're swimming with some dolphins on peyote tonight. Yeah. My country, 'tis of thee. Tonight. We're going to take some peyote tonight. and Ryder Dolphin with you and me. I'm Peyote tonight. Remember that Neil Diamond song? Scam Master, how many dudes did you jerk off?
Or seduce. I said four.
I never seduced anybody.
Thank you.
I got in trouble on a film set.
Oh, you did a God. Good job. Here comes that story
but
again.
Here's the thing that you, every now and then, it's tough for you, but you don't give
21 plus years ago.
But Scam Master, you don't give yourself
now
credit.
Now July.
You don't give yourself credit for it.
No, you don't. You,
why should I give myself credit for it?
No, I'm saying.
It was the world's most disgusting thing that ever happened to me. I should have ended my life then.
Really?
I should have fucking killed myself then.
Look at how good you turned out.
But you fucking losers keep trying to make me kill myself. So.
Who does that?
Who's trying to make you kill yourself?
You and he.
Oh,
you.
How do I do it?
What did
because
I do?
You keep bringing up the fucking subject.
I don't. I tell people not to.
And then
to.
You keep bringing it
Perry,
up.
Perry, that's
and
bullshit.
Everybody online keeps bringing it up. Bring it
I
up.
I tell
bring
people not to say anything about it. So you lied again.
Shut up!
Everyone is always bragging
Lying. I'm not lying, you fuckers.
I don't tell people to not say anything about it. I'm not the one that does that every single week when they write in.
And also, I'm the one who's saying, Scare Master, it happened a long time ago. Let it go. But also, give yourself a little bit of credit because when you did make a hand love on the guy, you were successful. You made little hand babies.
And the other thing, he's never worked Shut more. Up. He hasn't been working that much as of late. Back then, he was working all the time.
And you know what? But
because honestly, I had a regular day job.
But you did
work.
A good job. You did a good job.
But you
know,
did
it's
a
not
lot
your
of
normal
movies.
Thing, J&O some guy. But, you know, it's not your thing. But you're like, I'll try it. Boom, bang, bang, bang. And you were good at it.
Real good. Yeah.
Hey, Perry, tell him that joke you told me about that story. About it's old enough now. That joke, so that story's so old that it can.
Oh,
that's your manager telling you to do
that. It's 21 years old. It's over 21 years old. That fucking event happened so long ago, it could be an alcoholic by now.
Yeah, well, you got to say one thing. You did all those bits that you still do, like my crack.
Do the spaghetti joke.
Spaghetti joke is older than that.
I'm not doing my old
yeah, but you
stuff.
Do this
because I don't remember them.
Do spaghetti's an alcoholic. Do spaghetti's an alcoholic.
What?
Do spaghetti.
What about?
The
what,
spaghetti
what,
joke.
What about my cousin's wife that my distant cousin's wife that had a problem cooking in the kitchen?
You hear that sound? That's all of America applauding because they know it's about to
you
happen.
You think so?
Take
it away,
I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to get into
it. Come on.
No.
Don't give him the spaghetti tease.
I'd like to hear it.
It's your manager telling you to do it.
I don't give a fuck who tells me to try to talk about it. I just
All right, then let's talk about you lying during the sexcapades.
It was not that night.
Well, you said
I
you
had
did.
You may not have been, but you said you did.
Did I say I had sex with somebody at the rainbow that night with
yes,
you
did.
With you?
Because we asked you and you still said yes, it was.
I probably misunderstood because it wasn't. Look, it was not that exact.
Okay.
While Nick was here, no, I did not go into the bathroom with the girl.
But
and we have sex.
No,
you said that.
That's
what you
but
said.
It was back in 99 or early 2000.
But you said you did.
Just stop arguing with me over.
All right. Well, that's the second most thing people wanted to know about.
Whatever.
You want to know what more people want to know about than anything else, though?
What?
I think that maybe some explaining needs to be done.
About?
Because you accused me of upsetting Nick last week.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you said that he was on the phone with me and he was upset. People wanted to know about that.
I don't remember what you guys are talking about.
I think he's talking about when I was out on the porch yelling on the phone.
And you blame me. It wasn't my fault, was it, Nick?
No, I was a little...
I tried to hide this, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
What, late at night when you were yelling?
No, when I was outside on the phone
or
screaming
when you were,
at Don.
Pissed off?
Yeah, when I was pissed off because I got a little...
Tipsy?
A little bit.
You okay. Had two double shots of what?
151 and back-to-back.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, maybe the funniest thing that I've ever seen in my life. He was upset because I wasn't talking to him. And when I came off stage, he said, you were talking to that couple from the stage more than you've talked to me.
I was feeling needy.
Oh, God.
And you accused me of being a bad guy.
I wasn't there to see or hear the situation.
Well, okay.
So that's the
Nick, you seldom drink, do you?
No, I don't drink hardly at all since my son was born.
Like myself.
I don't drink anymore.
Drink. You don't drink any less either. Hey. What is that? You're drinking out of your shoe.
Get smart.
It's not a shoe. It's a bottle of booze that looks like a shoe.
Oh, that is so cool.
You guys want some shoe booze?
No, thanks.
No, thanks.
Nick, you want some shoe booze?
No, thank you.
Wolfie?
Uh-uh. I don't drink. I'm more of a pot smoker.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We still need money sent in to find Mole and JQA. You know, that fund is still open, and we still need your dollars to try and get those guys back.
I actually just inherited a little bit of cash that I donated back into the foundation.
That was smart thinking of you.
I'm trying to pay it forward.
You were a giver, and one other thing that you give on is this show kind of does the giving, too, because we are the first show that kind of lets the fans take over in a segment and find out what's going on in their mind. It's time once again for our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout-out before, this is where you get a chance to get in touch with us. You can ask us a question. You can make a statement. It's always fun for everybody. Right, Perry? You love this portion. Now, if you want to do this, send about a paragraph and ask us your question and say what you want to say and send it to $10 shout-out care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, that's $10. We don't need checks. We don't need
money orders.
Money orders.
Again, does it have to be a paragraph?
It can be a little less. It can be something around
that.
What
if it's just someone who actually just wants to make a shout-out? Like, hey, this is Pookie. I just want to give a shout-out to little Beanzo up in Long Park. What up?
If they send straight cash, they can do that.
That would really be a $10 shout out,
really,
which we
would.
Still haven't done.
We really haven't. Well, why doesn't somebody try to do that? So send $10 straight cash, homie, and we can read these letters to you. You want to get
how many
this?
Do we have this week?
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
I'm asking a question.
Dan also asked a question, Scaremaster. What about his question?
He never answers questions.
He just asked you, why don't you shut the app up?
But
why don't you?
I also ask them things like, what happened in Chicago? Still people.
What did happen in Chicago?
Don't worry about it.
People
with
still
Deanna's
think
funeral.
By the way.
What kind of food did they have at the service?
Oh, God.
If I can
Italian
say something.
Food? Chinese food.
Just shut the.
Was it Chinese food?
If you're lying about that, only
what
you
the
know.
What the huck? The best Thai food.
Not yet. We're not doing what the huck now. All right, let's do some. Oh,
the
this one.
Cards are all messed up.
Our first $10 shout out comes from Comedy Central. Dear Perry Caravello, we here at Comedy Central have been wondering what you've been doing lately. I know we haven't heard from anyone at Comedy Central since the smash hit Windy City Heat. However, we'd like to connect with you again and possibly work with you one more time. We think your talents are being wasted on a podcast and that you have a face for television, much like a young Marlon Brando.
I like that.
Why wouldn't you?
Sometimes some of these letters, they start out really nice and then they take a quick turn.
I don't know, though.
Let's see.
Reading.
All right.
Please.
Comedy Central is interested in producing a new TV show with you as a star. It would be a show similar to Ricky Gervais does with his friend Carl Pilkington. It would be called A Javajo Abroad. And we would want you to visit as many cities throughout the world. If you would be willing, Comedy Central would like to send you to such areas as Castro, San Francisco, Rio de Janeiro, Chelsea, New York, Bangkok, Sydney, Australia, and even the Greek islands. I'd like to follow you with a film crew and record your experiences for all to see. Please feel free to contact me with the phone number provided at the bottom of this letter and make sure to record your call for the purpose of the DVD extras. Also, I'm sorry to contact you about this matter. I was hoping not to have Don Barris or Walter Molinsky find out about our potential deal. However, Comedy Central doesn't have your contact information or home address.
They're not going to get my home address. They're going to get my business address.
Woodrow Wilson, President and CEO of Comedy Central, New York, and then they give a number.
So you cut us out of the Scaremaster?
I didn't cut you.
I want to go to all those places.
I did not cut you guys out.
What the fuck?
Here it goes. It goes like
this.
If we're
going to
look, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it together.
Dog shit.
We're going to do it together. If Comedy Central,
I'm not going to have anything to do with the Javajo religion.
Forget it. You go with the Javajo to Rio.
Whatever.
Oh, all right.
All right. If Comedy Central wants to send me anywhere, they got to contact me at Post Office Box Number 9, Canoga Park, California, 91305.
Hey, if that dirty Javajo quits, I can take his place.
I'm not quitting. It depends on what they want to do with me.
Dear Big Three, as an avid fan of the Big Three and a proud gay man, I want to weigh in on the controversial subject of Perry's sexuality. Let me be clear. Perry is not gay. He is as straight as an arrow.
Thank you.
Wow is right. Wow. Holy shit, that's fucking awesome.
That was freaky, right?
I got to chill.
Let me tell you why I know this is true. First, Perry makes terrible fashion choices. No gay man wants to look homeless, and thus no gay man would wear that disgusting old fedora with the smelly leather jacket and that enormous fanny pack. He looks like Indiana Jones F. the Fonz and their baby had type 2 diabetes. Second, Perry is violent and dangerous. Gay men like to party and have a good time with their friends, not beat them up and kill them. Perry, however, has been connected to several murders, and he's constantly threatening his friends and business associates with physical violence. Third, Perry's personal grooming is awful. He's obese with what little hair he looks like. It has never seen a bottle of conditioner, and his skin has been ravaged by crack cocaine and diseases contracted from sleeping with underage hookers. Gay men are well-groomed, not disgusting slobs, unless Perry's not gay. Finally, Perry has the smallest penis I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of penises. I believe Perry suffers from a condition called micropenis, which is a condition that is not found in the gay community. Perry's penis looks like a Q-tip with a pencil eraser stuck to the end of it. Trust me, no gay man has a penis that small, so Perry must be gay. Must be straight, sorry. I beg you, please, stop saying that Perry's gay. It's factually incorrect and offensive to gay people.
Saying.
Your friend, Rick Pierre. Straight as an arrow, Rick Pierre. Right as Perry was saying, straight as an arrow. Weird. You and Rick Pierre have a connection.
You really do.
It's like shrimp, a plate of shrimp.
When someone says that, then you see plate of shrimp.
Look, my girlfriend Brittany wants me to read this on the air.
Wait a minute, hold on.
She sent $10?
She didn't send
No,
shit.
You're not
Forget
sending it.
It.
No way. No way. By the way, somebody sent this.
Oh, you can pay the $10.
It was addressed to Perry, and it's a T-shirt. They didn't say who it's from.
What's the size?
It's an extra large. It says Callahan Auto Parts.
Ah, from Tommy Boy.
Don't want it.
I'll take it then. It's mine.
Cheers.
It's mine.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah. All right, let's do the next $10.
You don't like that movie, Scaremaster?
What movie?
Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy's cool.
That's what it's from.
That's all right.
It's mine now.
Let Don take it.
Dear Big Three, Mole, I'll try to keep this as short as possible. I just wanted to congratulate Perry on the victory of the Chicago Blackhawks, since I know he is such an avid fan.
Oh, yeah.
Please have Perry read this short poem I wrote to celebrate the Stanley Cup with. You a big fan of the Blackhawks?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite Blackhawk?
Name one player.
Crawford, I think his name is. The goalie?
Okay. Why don't you read this right here?
What do you like about Crawford's style so much?
Dude, he fucking blocked almost everything. Read what? The whole thing?
No, right where it starts the poem.
Where's the poem?
Point it out, Mary Jane.
The glory hole? Okay. Oh, how I love the Blackhawks?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, how I love the Blackhawks. Oh, how I love Blackhawks. They're the hardest, smoothest, most thick hawks in the land. I wish I had two Blackhawks right now.
Please read on.
One for each hand, please. I'm not a fag.
Nobody said you were. You're a fan of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, the glory holes filled with Blackhawks. I know my place is on my knees. Blackhawks all around me as I'm eager to please. Yeah, right. Victory spews forth in the most exciting spectacle. Blackhawks gushing all over as I rub their... No, bullshit, as I rub their testicles.
Oh, that's...
Sorry for that last line. At a little JQA moment, you must rock. Big Three, Nick, Seattle, whatever.
Oh, man, that is a really nice poem, Scaremaster.
Really good poem.
I didn't know. You like that team?
Chicago Blackhawks, Chicago Bulls,
So, wait, what do you like about Blackhawks so much?
when I was a little kid. And
oh,
I
you
lived,
like Blackhawks when you were a little kid?
Listen to me. When I was a little kid back when I lived in Chicago,
you,
I used
you
to
love
like,
the Blackhawks?
I've heard him
like
talk about Blackhawks when he was a kid.
I used to like to play hockey.
But you like the Blackhawks, right?
In the wintertime, yeah. Well, of course. It was my home team.
Okay, so wait. Now, did you used to talk about the Blackhawks?
What are you talking about?
Like when you were with your friends, be like, dudes, you guys got...
Well, back then it was...
Were all your friends in the Blackhawks?
It was that time of year, of course.
But I mean, you're a gang of friends.
Of course.
So you guys would get together and go like,
you've got,
let's check out some Blackhawks.
Well, back then it was Tony and Phil Esposito, Bobby Hall.
Just give first names.
No, I'm
just
giving
first
full names. Because of the honorism that they provided and presented that I can remember. Back
well,
in
the
early 70s,
Blackhawks are
was,
all about honorism, dude. Honor,
it was
jism.
Tony and Phil Esposito. It was Bobby Hall that I can think of.
Oh, my God, here's another letter.
Dear
Big Three, I'm writing to you to vocalize my utter disgust at that fat, sloppy, greased pig that is Perry Caravino. My name is James Hoffa. I am a Red Seal Union qualified Timberman Union Local 229. I live and work in the vast timber fields of the Sudbury, Ontario, and have recently lost my job due to the non-union scab workers that have entered the industry since Global CompuCore Timber has started logging in the area. Global CompuCore provided the Canadian maple wood that Perry used to produce his skateboards. American made my effing A. This company has poor safety standards and pay pennies to their employees who work in dangerous conditions. Perry seems to have no problem making millions off of skateboards while hardworking, skilled union workers get pushed out of jobs. I've tried to contact Mr. Caravino directly at 7223 Boulevard 102, but Perry never realizes he must like taking advantage of the Canadian workforce, much like the way
what?
Perry took advantage of Randy C. over 20 years ago when he forcibly jammed Mr. C.'s mouth
oh
on his
God.
Tiny, misshapen meat member. Wow. While he vigorously jerked Mr. C. to a sticky finish, I'd like Perry to be held, continued, accountable for the atrocities which are being made at the Canadian workforce while he makes his poor quality skateboards. What do you have to say for yourself, Mr. Caravino? Signed, James Hoffa. Be sure that dog-loving Javajo B-word doesn't get a single cent of this $10 shout-out. Wow. James
well, that's
Hoffa.
That's tough.
Let me,
first off, James Hoffa is dead.
That's a different James Hoffa, man.
Yeah, then how could he write it if he was dead?
And what about Global CompuCore Timber, man? Are you still getting your wood from Global CompuCore?
I don't know where my company.
Oh, okay. So
from.
Just
or you don't.
You were
care.
Just following orders. You're just following orders.
Unbelievable.
I have a company that makes my decks. Yeah. Okay, they use Canadian maple wood.
That's what it's saying.
They manufacture the boards.
But on
killing,
your damn shirt, it says made in America. Not
again.
Made.
They get the wood. They manufacture the board.
Let me read on. Here's another one. Dear Perry, my name is Dr. Grady, and I work at the hospital in Palm Springs where you were admitted many years ago after your nearly fatal car accident. Does the name Dr. Grady seem familiar?
Oh, well, you talked about Dr. Grady before.
No.
I remember you saying something about
it. It was Fred Sanford's friend.
I'm a... How does it pronounce this? Jehovah's Witness. I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
They misspelled it.
They spelled it correctly. Jehovah Witness.
Okay, I am a Jehovah Witness also. And for the last time, tell your two friends, Don and Moll, to please pronounce the religious practice correctly.
Thank you.
Who's this guy?
Somebody that knows me, I think.
I'm writing Perry because I'm concerned. I noticed a picture of you online lifting over 1,000 pounds on a squat rack. I'm very impressed at how you lift those weights and how strong you must be. But as a doctor, I must inform the state of California that you're receiving disability benefits from the government and your previous injuries show no merit for the benefit you are receiving. You are currently in violation of the State Beneficiaries Act of 1984. The statute hinders that the distribution of hardworking taxpayers' money to citizens who falsely claim to have restrictions preventing them from earning an honest wages.
That's wrong.
Well, that's what it's saying here. I'll read on. Perry, if you can lift 1,000 pounds, you should be able to earn a decent wage. From listening to the podcast several times, I know you enjoy dogs. Why not open a dog grooming business with Mole and split the profits? Please. That's not a bad idea.
I'm not an animal person.
What would we call it? What would we call it? How about rough and ready? But it'll be RUFF.
Not a bad idea.
And I'll be rough because I'm like the hard grizzled cop. And you'll be ready because you're ready to jerk the dogs off if they get out of control.
But think about every dog that had to pass on. He would be through a spiritual.
Let me say something about this. I want nothing to do with it. Thank you.
Okay, let me read on then.
You will think about it, though? Can we table it?
No.
I would have to insist that you do this very soon, Perry. As soon as I submit my letter to the board of directors, not only will the issue be dealt with quickly, but swiftly, instantly, and your wages will be garnished with no income or savings for you in the red. If you have an attorney, I would suggest consulting them immediately, Perry, possibly prison time in your future. We can hope none of the inmates know about your past. Discussed at Dr. Grady, MD, Board of Directors in Cardiology and Advanced Joint Manipulation.
Let me see that letter, please.
Sure.
How about for sure, but F-U-R, for sure.
That's not a bad idea either. I'm liking this. I'm liking this grooming place.
Whoa.
What do you got there?
Dr. Grady. I don't remember a Dr. Grady.
Dan, please read to only if Mole is present.
Really? Okay. Dear Mole, Jeffrey Canono and Team USA here. I wrote a shout out to the episode that you were in here while Perry finally gave his blessing to Don Barris' comedy Pierrot Resurrection. Mm-hmm. I invited your dog worshipping best friend to clear his name and prove that he's not ripping off the government with a fake disability scam by competing on the Team USA's Special Olympic Disabled Team Dream Team. I remember when that happened. You weren't here that week. Perry said, it's not going to happen. Vince, please play the clip if you can get your eye out of the telescope. All right, Vince isn't going to do that because Vince he sleeps most of the time. So that either proves that it's because he hates America or he's faking it in a self-inducted coma from December 7th, 1979.
December 6th, 1979.
Well, this is maybe the first day you were under for real, and he's thinking on December 7th, that's when the faking started.
What? I was out from December, the evening
I'm
of December
I'm just saying what
6th.
It says here.
That he's saying December 6th, you're out, and you woke up, but then you faked like you were really
right.
out. The
you're
how
okay.
the fuck can I fake being in a coma?
Okay, I'll tell you how.
You wake up, you just keep your eyes closed. Like when someone
comes, oh, you guys are fucking morons.
It's like Toy Story.
It could easily happen. You could be thinking there, where am I going in life? I'm not going anyplace special. Let me just pretend like I'm injured here. Let me just pretend.
Pretend I have a head injury?
Is that what
pretend
you did? Are you admitting that now?
Are you goddamn right?
You had just admitted that.
You know I have a head injury.
Okay. So you're like Woody, and then Andy comes in the room and you just drop.
I think Perry's plot to scam the government is the joke of a fake coma. Originally began the scheme to rip off the auto insurance industry by staging a... Wait a minute. You staged a car crash?
Yeah, I staged an old lady on the wrong side of the
freeway. Wow, you are a big liar.
I staged an old fuck on the wrong side of the freeway.
All right, we heard you the first time.
Broadsiding my mom's 1970 Cutlass.
Once that tree comes.
I staged it.
We heard you said it two times already.
Because I got on the road on the wrong fucking minute of that night.
I think that what's happening
here,
Mole.
You got a friend in me.
Once you open that truth tunnel, he just is letting everything out. I'd like to know what happened in Chicago. Can you tell us that now, too?
What happened to your cousin?
She died.
All right, let's just...
Oh, fucking assholes.
Who?
You guys!
What'd we do?
Yeah. You've never lied to us before about anything?
No, all you keep doing is digging and digging and digging and digging.
Dude,
fucking
you...
leave me the fuck alone!
I'll tell you something. Because you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road is rough ahead and you got a fedora on your greasy Italian head.
Okay, it originally began as a scheme to rip off the auto insurance industry by staging a car crash and then turned into a scam on the hospital for a free bed so he could lie there at his fat, greasy Italian Javajo ass.
Fuck off!
Dreaming oiled-up, naked disco dudes so he wouldn't have to go to work in his cousin's print shop.
Back then, I was in junior high school slash high school. No, I was in high school.
So this guy's wrong.
Just entered high school. Of course he's wrong.
Okay.
I just turned 16. I had my license for 3 fucking weeks.
Really?
Of course he's fucking wrong.
Scaremaster, calm down. Have some shoe booze.
No, I'm not going to have any shoe booze because you're yeah, a fucking alcoholic.
Do you want
and
some
a
of
fucking
this?
Drug addict, and I'm not doing any of that shit.
I gave him a chance to deny. We all know the reality of the scare queer, and it's not going to happen.
Scare queer?
Vince, please play that clip one more time. That's what he's saying here. But, Mole, you've actually signed you up as a Perry official Team USA Special Olympic trainer.
Awesome!
We know you're a professional, and you won't play the it's not going to happen card. It's up to you, Walter, to whip Perry into shape and get his muscles as hard as his cock between his legs when a casting director's mouth or ass.
No!
And closes a matching cheer for you to wear while training Perry night and day until the games begin. This is for you, Mole. Oops, sorry. Perry, you may resist at first, but that fiery Italian murder temper will have to be harnessed somehow for it to translate for below the neck jiu-jitsu. Do not back down. Your country is counting on you. Big three. The U, the S, and the A. Jeffrey Kayono, Team USA building. Look at that. Got a free shirt.
That's sweet.
Okay.
How come Dan doesn't get shirts, people? Don't you know nobody likes shirts more than Dan?
I really do. Yeah.
It's really he's got everybody's sending shirts in just to Mole and Scaremaster just to mess with Dan.
Forget Don. Forget old me. I'm okay.
It's like, Don. I mean, I wonder how many shirts people would send in if they knew that Dan wanted a shirt. How many shirts would Dan get?
But what do I have interest in? Classic rock bands.
The classic rock. You like
current rock.
You like the Tigers.
All the Detroit teams. Michigan State.
Meanwhile, they just keep sending more stuff to Scaremaster.
Current rap guys, because I love that kind of stuff. All right. Anyway, let me read this. This is the last one. Dear Don, Mole, and Perry, I miss you all deeply. Not Perry. Enclosed is my a quiz. Rules. Don will ask the questions. Perry will be allowed to answer first. If he's incorrect, Mole will have an opportunity to answer. A correct answer wins $50. If the answer is not given by Mole or Perry, the money reverts to Don for the Big Three Fund. Perry, apologize. No dog gestures here. God is dead. Discuss.
Okay.
God is not dead.
Why? Did it get better?
What do you mean, did it get better?
You said
God.
He was...
God created self. God created the planets and all things.
How did he do that?
Oh God!
Oh wait, is God a chick or a dude?
God is an angel in the heavens.
Yeah, but a dude or a chick angel?
We call him God.
Why? Because you like to get down on your knees, dude.
Oh, that's mean.
That's blasphemous. From that remark right there, I am done talking.
Well, no. What if God is dead?
Okay, so you don't want to answer these.
That wouldn't bother him if he's dead.
You don't want to answer these questions? Each one's worth $50.
Wow. Say them.
Well, no. You just said you're not going to.
Well, I'm not going to. I'm not going to talk about being blasphemous the way this.
I don't think
blasphemous fuck is.
I don't think.
What did I do? Blasphemous.
What did I do? God's dead. God, you know. Shut it right there. Questions, please.
All right. Question one, and here's the way we'll work this.
And the New York Times said God is dead.
Yeah. There's going to be one change because every time that you get involved, Mole, you seem to win the money.
Constantly.
Exactly. So
I help it if I'm super
talented?
Super no the
talented?
Word, no, with the main brain with stuff in the brain that comes out with your mouth.
Tricked?
No.
Smart?
Yes.
There you go. Okay, so what we're gonna do, if Perry doesn't answer this, we split the money.
Okay.
Okay? If he answers it, he gets $50 for each question. All right.
Thank you.
Question one. What characteristics do all insects share?
Characteristics?
Do all insects share?
They all crawl on the ground.
No, I'm sorry. Six legs, okay. So we split that 50. Name a blind mammal. Bats do not count.
A blind mammal.
Oh, I give you about 3 seconds. Ooh, I'm sorry. Time. This is funny. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Think of yourself.
I'm going to say it's
I'm going to say it's Walter.
Nope. It's mole.
Oh, it's mole. God, that's mole. So close.
Blind mammal.
It was so
yeah,
close.
It's mole. Okay.
Mole. Mole's blind.
Question three. How far away can snakes hear you from?
I think it's 100 feet.
It says here, trick question, snakes are deaf. Fucking idiot.
Well, one dude, snake, sure heard Scare Master coming.
Who are you talking about?
You know, that dude.
Who? I don't know.
I don't remember.
What dude are you talking
Sandy
about?
Sandy Gallagher.
Oh, okay. All right, last chance. Here we go. Question four. What is honey?
What is honey?
Yeah.
Honey is a food that bees create.
Regurgitated bee vomit. I'm sorry. Well, you get to split the $200. That's cool. All right, well, that was fun. Thank you, Dominic Monahan, our pal. Give Dom a nice hand.
That wild thing.
Doesn't he have a show about bugs?
He does, but he was also in the X-Men movie when he would light up light bulbs with his brain. And then the one guy, Ray Donovan, shows up, and he's like, hey, I'm a super agent with claws, and I'm going to kill you. He's like, hey, I need a better agent, and that's why him and Mr. Adams are always fighting.
You think so?
I don't know what goes on with those guys. They're British.
That was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
What about the big news? Dwight Howard leaving L.A. because of Scaremaster.
I didn't hear that. What happened there, Mole?
Dwight Howard's not leaving L.A. because of me.
That's what they're saying. It's part
Bullshit.
Of it. It's what part of it, dude. Read the papers.
Yeah, right.
Dude.
He
said, Scaremaster exemplifies Los Angeles, the excesses of the Hollywood lifestyle, and that he can't see himself, thank you, dude, being a part of that.
Whatever. I don't know what you're talking about.
And also, he was upset when he went to Denny's men's room and you weren't in there.
Is that true, Mo? I heard that, but I didn't know if it was true
or
not.
I just heard the rumors on Snopes. Can I tell you guys something else?
What's that?
I'm painting again.
You're painting?
I'm painting.
I did not know that.
I sold one of my paintings. You remember the B. Arthur painting that went for a couple million dollars recently?
Absolutely.
I've painted also paintings that like that, and I have a lot of friends in the art world, so I did one of Dennis Franz and Imogen Coco.
I remember Dennis
and
Franz.
I just was able to sell it for a whole bunch of cash money. So now I'm going to try to find an apartment. If Scaremaster wants to go halves with me.
I think that would be a perfect thing.
No, thank you.
How about this? I pay for the apartment. You move in with me.
No, thank you.
I'm paying for the apartment. You move in with me.
I can't.
Why?
Because of my situation.
What's your situation?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. What do you mean, don't worry about
it? I get...
Somebody just offered you a fucking place to live for free, and your response
is
no.
How big of a place
is it? I don't know. We'll get a studio, whatever you want.
Yeah, a studio. I don't...
How big of a place can you get?
I'll get a place. We'll build a loft space. I'll get our own place. It'll be a little place in the country. It'll be a very, very, very fine house. Two cats in the yard.
No, thank you.
Look at that. Are you?
I don't want to move in with Mole.
Why?
We'll get a house. We'll
no way.
Paint
no
white picket
fucking
fence.
Way. We will fight every single day.
I don't think so.
Every single day.
I'll tell you why I don't
I
think
be
that's
in a
true.
Fight like my ex, like my piece
Perry,
of shit.
I don't think that's
evil,
true.
Evil, evil brother Brian.
I could sell my paintings on the sidewalk by a cafe where you could be working soon.
You really should move in with Mole. And I don't think you'd fight
imagine
because...
Imagine me in my painting space, painting. You come in saying, I made some coffee. And me turn around, get you, see, I'm working on it. And when you hear this, and when you hear this, or when you don't hear this, or when you hear that at all, it means I'm working. It means I'm trying to create a painting. And you're like, okay, well, maybe later you let me take a look at some of your paintings. Like, and then go down the bar. And meet Dan, and Dan goes, what's going on? A little trouble with the old sperm bank upstairs. You know, and it'll be wonderful.
Sperm bank?
And then he goes into your...
What the fuck?
He goes into your painting room, and he sees that you've been typing. And what does
typing
it say
on
there?
The painting. He's like, hey, what did I do? Hey, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? Over and over. It's giving me a magical time.
And
I give us about 10 days.
When you say that you think you'd fight all the time, I think you're too easy going. I think that you would probably be really good friends. I think you should get a couple cats.
You know what I want to get, dude? Let's get mouse holes, like in the cartoons. You know, when they have the like, little house that the mouse goes in,
right.
It's so cute. Even though it's like, really, when you think about it, it's a vermin that chewed through the floorboard, through the drywall to get into the backing. It's really kind of disgusting. But cartoons are so cute.
They're adorable.
It's a little hole.
First off, is your name Brittany?
What?
No.
What are you
Do you got 34 triple D tits?
Do you?
No.
Do you?
Are you a cunt? Do you have a pussy hole in between your legs? No. I will not move in with you. End of story. Over and out.
Nobody's perfect.
What you're saying here is that Mole is going to give you free rent. How much is your rent now? Like about $8.95 or something like
that? It's gone up.
We could take that money and throw one party every month. We could do a major chili blowout every month.
It's not a bad idea.
Oh, give me a break.
Okay, why? I'll give you a break.
I think giving you free rent is a break enough.
Well, look, my situation is because of my government matter, and I can't change it.
You could change it.
If it goes up.
Do you say that you get money here?
This is not.
Let me just paint a word picture for you.
This is not a paycheck.
What about when we had the big show last year? Did you say that you got nearly $1,000?
I declared that. I had to.
Can I just paint a word picture really quick?
Go right ahead.
Normally I'm painting canvases, but I like to paint a word picture right now. Scaremaster. Morning rises over the hills. The sun comes up. The alarm clock goes off. In the bedstand, in between two beds, you see two hands come over at the same time hitting it. We both look up at each other and give ourselves, and both of us put our fists on our hip and smile at each other like, "Oh, here we go again." And then the song starts, kind of like an Alice sings, like, "It's a new day in town. Here comes
We're not the odd couple."
And what would be funny, we do this reality thing, and I'm the wacky neighbor.
Like Dan,
we're
just,
not the odd
Dan just
couple.
Walks in. Dan walks in all the time. He's like, and he's wearing just a towel. He's like, "Hey, can I borrow a cup of sugar?" And he goes up on your
We're
bed.
Not the odd couple.
"Hey, we're the kitties.
Hi, kitty, kitty, kitty."
Exactly. And then Dan goes, "Hey, what's going on, fellas?" I'm like, "Well, we got real problems. It seems lover boys fixed us up with a blind date, with a double blind date with a couple stewardesses tonight. But I've also got us a blind date with the librarian sisters. What are you going to do?" And Dan's like, "Leave everything to me. Here's what you got to do. You got to tell them your cousins are coming into town, and they're from Lithuania. You got to disguise yourself as your cousins." And here
it's
come
so
the
funny.
Girls.
It's a great episode. "Hey, can I be involved in this show? What do
you
think?"
Of course, Wolfie. By the third episode, the bosses upstairs want Wolfie much more involved.
Does Wolfie have a manager?
"Hey, it's your new neighbor, Nick, from upstairs. Everyone doesn't know if Nick killed that hooker, but he sure does make some delicious meaty goulash."
Nick Venison. Is amazing when it comes to making, oh, Jesus Christ.
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky. Why are you saying love, you flaming faggot?
He's not a flaming faggot.
He's a flaming faggot. He lives with this guy named John Quincy Adams.
I don't live with that.
He sleeps with John Quincy Adams.
Okay.
He goes on a fucking ship constantly with this guy named John Quincy Adams.
Can I just talk about Mr. Adams for a second? Can I talk about Mr. Adams for a second?
Talk about Mr. Adams for a second. Go right ahead.
What did he ever do to you, dude?
He did nothing to me. I know he's gay.
You know, how do you know that?
Well, just listen to the way he talks about all the guys he wants
lately,
to be with.
Lately, he keeps talking about
lately,
the women,
Lately, he's
the
finally
chicks.
Talking about women.
Let me tell you
finally.
Something.
Finally.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Adams. You know what he's into right now? America. He's going crazy for America. He always hated America.
Because he's a British guy, but not every British guy hates America.
No.
Hey,
I think he's just acting. So.
Hey, I just noticed something. We haven't gotten a letter during our $10 shout-outs from Huey Craig III in at least 2 weeks now.
Good for us.
I wonder why. Hey, is that a phone call? Could you send that through for us, please?
Well, a big yippee-ki-yay and a howdy to my fine American laddies. Guess who?
Hey, Mr. Adams, how are you?
Yes. Just talking about what a you. Week, what a week. Well, yes, unbelievable.
Yeah,
What happened there, Mr. Adams? What did you do?
All right, well, let me tell you what happened. So much has been happening lately. Listen, Perry and I can both agree on a few things.
A lot of things.
There are a few things we can agree. We've had our differences.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We can agree that a man belongs in leather, Lactose intolerance is no joke.
Thank you.
Yes, we agree on that also. And also, due to his religious convictions and askew moral compass and my respect for Her Highness, neither one of us do pledge to the United States of America. We do not kneel down okay. to that flag. Neither one of us. This is correct, Perry. Yes, this is correct.
Correct.
And also, well, listen, but so much has happened recently. So much. You obviously saw the big American news, the big American news.
Joey Chestnut ate 69 hot dogs at Nathan's on 4th of July.
Yeah, that was cool.
No, that is big news, and I'll tell you, I'd like to 69 some hot dogs. Joey Chestnut. Buster Chestnut. No. The news of which I speak, of course, is the Supreme Court legalizing and overturning Proposition 8, allowing for same-sexers to enjoy themselves in holy matrimony.
He's not happy about that.
He completely disagrees with it.
It's completely wrong biblically.
Oh, well, listen, I will tell you this. I respect his opinion. I respect his opinion. Everybody, true Scaremaster, I will fight tooth and nail for you to have your opinion. But that said,
was created to be with women.
I would like a chance, if it would be all right, this week I'd like to sing something about my newfound patriotism. See, I have come to love America this week through that news and through so many other things. And the 4th of July holiday was just wonderful. We made our homemade M80s with toilet paper rolls. It was wonderful. Now listen, may I sing something about my newfound patriotism? Would that be all right?
Go right ahead.
Sing it.
Well, then I will begin. Here we are. I think we know this one.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful, fellating guys. I got shot in my head. And now I love America. And I fear Juan Dez may be dead.
I think he is.
America. Oh, America. You've been just so kind to me. And Perry taught us brotherhood when he gave a hand to Randy. Okay, we're having some fun. Oh, beautiful for Supreme Court guys that move our cause ahead. Used to be that fellows like me and Perry couldn't wed. But now we say it's okay for gays as I get down on my knee and ask Perry, would you agree to make an honest man of me? That's right, I'm asking you to marry me.
What? Oh my God.
Oh God, get the fuck out of here.
America. Yes, Perry, it's a mixed marriage. This I know. For I myself am a Protestant, whilst you're a dog-loving, filthy Javajo. One more time, in America. America. And from my point of view, we'll wave our flags like a couple of proud gentlemen and salute the red, white, and blue Randy C. Wow. I just threw that blue Randy C in there as a little fun. We're just having some fun with it. What did we think? Listen.
Stupid.
Listen, Perry, I know the whole... the whole nuptial thing. Let's backburner that. We'll backburner that for a moment, okay? I know it's very sudden. So what did we think?
Stupid!
I don't think he's going to marry you.
Fucking stupid!
You know what?
I'd love to be at the wedding.
I think...
fucking stupid! Next!
I think we need another. I think we need another. Maybe this one will hammer it home.
When do you think you'd have a wedding?
Yes, no.
Here we go. Let's have some fun.
Oh, my God.
Yank my noodle, would you, Randy? He's a yank my noodle guy.
It's a fun one.
If he won't to it, maybe Petty can. I'll give him a SAG voucher to try.
I've been SAG since 1996, yeah. Fucking lowlife. Shot it right the fuck
Petty
now.
Petty shot him out at sea. Petty, if you come to London, I'll ride you like a pony. We'll be some Yank My Noodle guys. And we're dancing and we're dancing. We've got little Uncle Sam short shorts, little stripes, little beards. But oh, all right, all right. Okay, all right, all right. No one's loving it. Whoa, no one's loving it.
Shut the fuck up about this SAG voucher.
How many of those songs you
yeah,
got?
Yeah, how many more, Mr. Adams?
What's that, Mr. Barnes? How many? Oh, uno mas. Uno mas. Are we ready? Finally. Oh, let's get patriotic. You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and I'd like to hoist myself up your pole. Fly you at half-mast, forget your past. Who wrote this one? It sounds like it's Mole.
I wish.
All the dudes hang out and they all start to shout when Petty's not in the men's room. And all the Denny's will be forgot when Petty becomes my groom. That's
aww,
right, Petty.
That's nice.
You're putting those Denny's men's room behind you if you're going to be my man.
Please.
All right, listen. Nope. Just trying to be American. It's like apple pie and belly tees. I'm all American now.
Oh, that's great, Mr. M. Hey, whatever happened with that gun you found?
What's that? What's that? What happened to the gun I found? Oh, that. Listen, I sent that off to the Pinkertons. And yes, interesting enough, Petty's prints, fingerprints were all over it.
Bullshit. Complete bullshit.
The whole thing is evidence until I decide how to proceed.
Mr. Adams, you don't want to proceed with any charges.
I don't want to proceed with any charges, Mr. Adams. Wait, Mole. Your Jedi mind tricks won't work on me. Truth be told, I do not want to proceed with anything because that is no way to begin a marriage.
Oh, brother. That's nice. That's really nice. Yes, maybe he's just joking, dude. He's just joking.
Yes, listen. Perhaps I am joking. Or perhaps I'm joking when I ask why the breakfast sausage laughed.
Oh, because the egg cracked a yolk.
Oh, yes.
Betty,
funny.
I will promise you, once we are betrothed, all these will end. Sex suicide for two, please. Two's love.
Whoa, you guys are going to get married and have a sex suicide?
Wow, that is crazy.
True.
How do you do a sex suicide with Mr. Adams?
Don't ask me.
Very
this
carefully.
Retarded shit.
Why is everything retarded? You're
engaged. Because the guy is trying to get sexual with a straight.
No, he didn't say
but
that.
He's
he
not.
Wants to marry
he's trying
you.
To marry you. He wants to make an honest
That's
marriage.
What?
He doesn't. He's not trying to just get a one night stand. He's trying to marry you, Scary.
Right.
That's.
He loves you. He wants to
gay.
Marry.
No, that's no, homosexually.
No. Okay, but that's listen.
Gay.
Dimitri.
That's
and
wrong.
The guys, they
that's
love,
biblically wrong. That. I want nothing to do with these fucking faggots.
Outside of marriage, but Dimitri, okay, he lusts
Dimitri is another faggot.
No.
Huey Craig III is a third faggot.
Who?
Huey Craig, I don't think, is in
I don't,
in,
he just got married.
Sexually, but I think, I mean, definitely Dimitri is, and there's all those other guys.
Hey, we got to set a bachelor party for Perry.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye.
Ooh. Wait, we do it together. We do Mr. Adams and your bachelor party together. Cancun.
You want to do it in Cancun? God. And you don't have to pay for anything. I went to a bachelor party recently. Everybody just pitched
in. I don't have a fucking passport, number one.
We'll get it.
It's not a big deal.
It is a big deal. It takes money.
Well, get one. You're going to Cancun on a free trip. Then you come back and you're married. You're a married man.
To a man? No, thank you.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. Fuck off, faggot.
Listen, we jump.
Look, if I'm
going
to get married, it's to
we
be
jump,
it's to
we
a
jump
woman.
Jump into Natalie
okay?
Wood too.
Are you
head
close
down to?
To
Cancun?
I think it'd be great if we did that.
It would
really
be
would
Brittany,
be.
It would be to Donna. It would be
who's
to
Brittany?
Terry.
Who's Brittany?
Brittany was the woman that I would, that just moved in over at my place.
Oh, really?
Is this the girl that wants you to read something on the air?
Yeah.
Can I? See
let
it?
Me see it before you read it. Let me see. Just hand it over. I can unfold it.
She's a triple D, dude.
What?
Triple D, 34 triple D. Go ahead and read
where
it.
Where did she move? She moved upstairs?
Yeah.
You want Perry to read it or do you want to read it? Let Perry read it.
No, let Mole read it.
No.
Let Mole read it.
Let Nick read it.
All right, Nick.
Nick, go ahead and read it.
All right. Talking to the mic, Nick.
Sescapades number 31 with Brittany. What's her last name?
Deeper?
You don't even know her last name?
Bieber?
Bieber?
Gieber.
Oh, no,
G-I-E-B-E-R.
Brittany is a new neighbor upstairs. I'm holding her from Nick because she might want to fuck Nick too. Really?
I told you about this.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
What did she say, Nick?
I didn't talk to her. He didn't meet her because she...
He
won't let me talk to her. She'd want me, I guess.
That's what I said.
I don't want that to happen. Now she loves my shaved balls. Well, and she and I don't want that to happen. What does that mean, Perry? Okay, okay.
She's awesome when it comes to oral.
She wrote this?
Wait a minute. You met this girl? She lives in your building.
Hey, you told me
she just moved in from over here, actually. From West Hollywood.
Why don't you bring her on the show once?
I will when she gets back.
Now she loves my shaved balls, and she loves sucking on my balls and my dick at the same time?
Well, dick them, nuts, you know.
She gives the best blowjob ever.
She's number one on the list now. It was Linda until I moved Linda back home.
You sure it's a lady?
It's a lady.
You said Randy Callahan.
I never said Randy Callahan.
You said he gave a great blowjob.
You did. You said it was the best
many
ever.
Times.
You said Linda Johnson, then RC.
Oh, my God. You guys are gay.
Perry. Okay, Perry, we're not gay. You said that.
Should I go on?
Yeah, continue.
All right.
Ray, please.
She's in her early 40s. She's this early 40s fox. And a lover of all kinds. What does that mean?
Excuse me. Can you hold on just a second?
Yeah.
Right now, I think it's 60 seconds with Perry. Go!
You can reach me at www.scaryperryskateboards.
Is that where the girl, is that her neighbor upstairs?
Shut up, motherfucker. It's my commercial. It's my goddamn commercial. Scary Perry Skateboards, SCA.
That might have been what Geeker found.
SCARYPERRYSK, the number 8.
Bachelor Party's going to be great.
BORDS.
Bachelor Party's going to be awesome.
Unbelievable.
Order
Cancun's
skateboard decks and t-shirts on my fucking website. These two cocksuckers are interrupting my goddamn commercial, and I can't even do my fucking commercial.
I wonder who's going to wear the dress. Who'll wear the dress at the wedding?
Over and out.
What kind of food do you think you'll serve at the cocktail reception?
What are you talking about?
Okay, listen. Just think about the gifts that you'll get. Just think about the gifts that you're going to get, okay?
With Brittany or with
No, with
Donna
Quincy.
Or...
With Quincy.
Stop! That was 60 seconds with Perry.
When she saw my movie, Windy City Heat, she got real sexy on my couch with me and in my bed. Should I finish this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then we went to her apartment.
Upstairs.
She's an amazing fuck. I'm going to her place. She just told me she won't be home until later after texting her, so I may just have to wait until Nick is gone. I got a camera, man. I could have helped you out.
I said she won't be back till Wednesday.
Well, where'd she go, Scaremaster?
She's on Catalina right now.
What's she doing there?
Making a movie.
What kind of movie?
She's fucking somebody.
What?
I think she's fucking somebody.
I don't know.
What kind of movie?
I don't know.
What kind of movie she made?
I don't know.
But is it like an independent movie or is it like
an
adult film?
Maybe.
You think so?
Possibly.
Really? She's in the porn industry?
She's a B actress.
But wait a minute. I didn't say if she's a B actress.
Brittany Gieber?
Yes.
So we could find her online?
Yeah.
You'll find her on Facebook.
Really?
You'll find her on my Facebook.
Can we try to keep in contact with her, become her friend?
Do you feel like maybe you betrayed her trust by saying all those things about her?
She wanted me to read
this online.
So this is bullshit.
What's bullshit?
This story right here?
No.
Perry told me he'd been banging her, so.
Finish it up.
Her tits are a size 34 triple D, !! Sucking on them is amazing. Her pussy is shaved like my last girl.
Linda.
What a meal. A sex meal. Good night. It's time for a little Brittany action.
Can't wait till she gets back.
How do you spell Gieber?
G, I think it's E-I-B-E-R. Go on my Facebook.
Well, we will.
And find her and you'll see her big knockers. And
what is she seeing you?
She's a neighbor. She knows that I'm a celebrity.
How does she know you're a celebrity? Did you mention it to her?
Well, I showed her the movie.
Good thing.
Duh. We watched Windy City. Nick just read it. We watched Windy City Heat together.
Really? Do you think she wants to be part of this show? Come on
She
Mole, myself, and Wolfie.
She was asking me about being my new co-host on
Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Can't use that name, but
I don't see any Brittany Gieber anywhere, Scaremaster.
Read from the top.
No, I'm saying I don't see see her
online,
on the internet.
On
there's
Facebook.
No, I mean, there's no.
You're not on the internet right now.
Is there any way that this woman could be a man?
I sure the fuck hope not.
Have you ever eaten her vagina?
I went down there, but I didn't see any.
Did you type this?
Anything
or did she?
Fake? I typed that.
Okay, so maybe you spelled her name wrong.
Go online and look at her. Look, go on my site and look at her picture and look at her name.
I just want you to be able to just start telling the truth again. Just make us proud of you again.
I look. I don't lie. It's
yeah.
Let me see.
Right here.
Let me see.
Here.
You can see her picture.
Whoa.
Let me see.
You see her?
So how'd you?
What's he doing to my phone? Let me have my phone back, please.
So let me ask you this.
What?
Just sit down. He'll give it right back. He's just looking up.
I'll get it for you, Perry. I'll get it for you.
Perry, so how'd you get this girl? I'm very happy for
you. She's a neighbor. She's a new neighbor.
God, she looks good,
man. She's gorgeous.
Whoa, that's crazy as can be.
34 triple D.
And what does she do for work?
She's
a B actress?
She's a B model actress. She does, some of that adult stuff.
She does do the adult stuff.
Yeah, with
who she worked with?
Oh, fuck. What was her name that I introduced you to? Is it Mimi?
Mimi from the Drew Carey Show?
No. My old Italian girlfriend from the 90s that I told you about.
There's so many, Perry, I just can't keep them all straight.
Christ, oh, fucking, I can't remember her fucking name.
I hate when that happens.
What'd you do?
It drives me nuts. What'd he do?
I think I messed up. I was doing it, trying to do it.
What'd you do?
I wrote.
Give me my phone, please.
He wrote, man, oh man, do I love dudes.
Well, give me my phone!
Anyone want to come over for chili?
Give me my goddamn phone!
I'm trying to get it for you. So, what was that on?
I think it might have been on Scaremaster's thing. I thought it was on my phone. Like,
was it on Facebook?
It was on my cell phone. Let me have my phone, Nick.
Give him the phone. Everything's fine. It was on Facebook or was it a Twitter? What was
Facebook.
It?
Facebook.
I think it was Facebook.
Let me see your
I was just talking
again.
About how much Scaremaster loves dudes and invited people up for chili.
This photo of Victoria and I.
The one thing, you know, I'll tell you something about Scaremaster that people forget about. Scaremaster and Scaremaster, back me up here. Scaremaster.
What?
You've got a great sense of humor.
He really
Thank
does.
You.
He always has. Can laugh things off.
Like, okay. No matter what anyone does, you're like, you know, it's all in good fun.
I see the humor of that, and then he'll laugh at it.
Scaremaster, true? Is that true?
Sometimes.
What do you mean?
Sometimes if you push something, I've noticed this.
When you push my buttons, you piss me off. I want to kill you.
When you push the button of, like, the Randy Callahan thing, he seems a little upset about that. If you mention him being with guys, I think he's gotten upset about that. Hey, remember how crazy he went when I did the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection? That was no joke.
People say it's a false disability scam.
Which I know it's not.
No, it's a real disability scam.
It's not a scam.
I mean, real disability claim. It's not a false disability scam.
It's not. Fuck.
That's her Facebook page.
Oh, she's
That's her page.
Whoa.
She's 34 triple D.
Is this for real? This is a real girl?
Yeah.
Dog.
Scaremaster, here's your message.
Give me my
Brittany,
phone.
Why won't you give me time?
Give me my
Brittany,
fucking phone.
What is going
phone.
On? Why won't you give me time? I'm sorry. I thought you were right there. Brittany, you need to say you also live in Reseda, CA on your personal file on Facebook.
Oh, fuck.
Seeking and waiting until you get home. Love, Perry. I need to talk to you. 3 exclamation points. Let's try another one. I'm not joking.
Not. Give me my phone, please.
You should say joking. That you're not gay.
I love you. How about I love
Perry,
you?
Perry, I'm really happy
I'm
for
falling
you.
Wow. That's a
beautiful, thank you.
I'm she's
falling
a beautiful,
in love with you.
And I'm not gay. I think you should say that he's not gay.
With you and...
And you're fucking with my phone.
Not really.
Give me my phone back.
Okay, I'll get it. All right, Mole, hurry.
Perry, what'd you say she was at now?
She's on Catalina.
Is she with some other guy?
She's making a movie.
Okay, Skimmer, so you're going to like this one. I won't send it until I read it to you, okay? Okay.
You won't send it because you're not, you're me. That's not my fucking.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Listen.
Oh, shit.
What?
No, it's on this thing. I'm trying to get to, I'm trying to figure out how to work this phone.
Because you don't know my phone. It's my phone. Give me, please.
Yeah, but you won't send the message if it's funny.
Let me read it, and then I'll.
It says, I'm falling in love with you, and I'm totally not gay at all.
See, I like that. Gay. I've push send.
I think she knows that.
Because she listens push to send. The show. She listens to the show.
She's heard the show?
Yes.
She like it?
I'm not going to answer that.
What do you mean?
She loves it.
Does she really?
She wants to be a part of my show.
Okay.
The comedy.
I'm falling in love with you, and I'm totally not really gay at all. Is that cool? Can I send that?
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's a nice message for her, too.
Yeah, I'm just...
Come on. It's a nice lady. You guys can be really good together, Scaremaster.
Let's get her...
You know, you always think that everyone's out to get you, and we're just maybe trying to help you a little bit. And it's nice to see you with a lady for a change.
Yeah.
Just to mix it up.
You know...
But I'll tell you what.
Mix it up?
It's your last fling before you settle down with Quincy.
Settle down with what?
This could be really just something.
What's Don doing?
To sow your wild oats. You know what I'm saying?
Why is Don?
Scaremaster, let me ask you something. If you and
I'm never going to settle down with Quincy.
But if you
I never met him face to face.
You're not going to have to be face to face. But let me ask you, where would you guys want your house to be? If you could pick anywhere in the world, would you want it in Italy, on the coast somewhere, or in Malibu? Where would you want to be?
Encino? I want to be.
Encino.
Newport Beach.
Okay, on the peninsula? On Balboa?
In Balboa Bay.
Okay,
right
Balboa Bay.
Right off the wedge.
Now, you'd want it on the ocean side or on the bay side?
Ocean side.
Ocean side of the
Why
wedge?
Why are you going through my phone, Don?
Hold on. We're trying to figure out where you and Quincy are going to settle
down. Don, I'm not settling with fucking a famine.
Hey, you don't say settling.
No, no, no,
you don't
no, no,
say
no, no, no.
settling.
I'm
not settling.
I'm not moving in with
you
a
definitely
guy.
Definitely don't say settling
I'm not living
in your
with
vows,
a guy.
Whatever you do.
I'm not marrying a guy. Ever. Why are you on my phone, Barris?
Because I
said... Give it back, please.
Can I just read this thing that it says? From her, she says, No, I am sending the sexcapade as a shout-out, and I won't be there for this show tomorrow, but for the film when you film next week.
Yes.
Let me see that.
Give me my... Motherfucker!
They're not breaking it, Perry. Sit down.
Sit down.
You're going to step on me.
Okay. Perry,
I'm fragile. Sit down.
Perry, just sit down, please.
Okay, hit it back. Adam Johnson, added two new photos. Hold on.
Perry, just sit down.
Perry, sit down.
Stuff is happening on your Facebook.
I'll get it back.
I'm trying to keep up with this stuff. It's hard.
You don't need to be on
Andrew
my
Jacobson,
Facebook.
John Fitzgerald shared links on your timeline.
God damn it, it's my phone.
Keegan McKellen, Thomas Chilling, and seven others comment on Scary Perry's status.
You know what?
1 minute ago.
Give me my fucking phone back, cocksucker!
All right, I'm just saying, Keegan, thank you, Keegan McKellen, Tom.
I'll tell you one way to look at
things. Give me my phone!
While looking through someone's phone, the best way to have some real fun is to have some Thai food. And where's the best Thai food you can get?
What the fox?
That's right.
Fox, whatever the name
for the
place.
Finest in Thai cuisine, it's What Mall. The Hawk. 323-654-7952. What's the number, Perry?
323-654-7952. Mall, give it to me. Yeah. Hand it to Don. Hand it to Ned. Give it back.
Mall, can you say?
You're not trying.
What about our Spanish-speaking people, Mall?
Nick,
how'd you change his password?
It's by accident.
All right, say it in Spanish.
3, 2, 3, 6, 4, 7, 9, 5, 2.
That's what?
Scaremaster?
The Hawk. I see by the clock on the wall, we're running out of time, and we've got some work to do because we have one last thing that's going on. It's time to play a little thing we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Moleplay!
Now, if you've never heard the podcast before, Moleplay is an improv game that we play here on the show. This is where Mole will take some sort of scenario, and he'll write a scene about it. Then he casts the scene. Then he will direct the scene. I guess what everybody wants to know is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today we head to Reseda Boulevard.
No, we don't.
Where we meet a new young lady. She's just come to town, just got off the bus. She's got a whole heart full of dreams, and she's looking up at the Paloma Estates with her suitcase in hand. She doesn't know what's going to happen next, but she knows something good, man oh man, as she walks in the door and bumps into the one and only Scaremaster Caramelli.
Okay.
Dan, you will be Brittany Gieber.
Oh.
Scaremaster, you're Scaremaster. Nick, you will be playing Nick, Scaremaster's manager. You'll come in a second. Scaremaster, you're walking down the hall, you turn the corner, and you bump right into beautiful Brittany Gieber. Mole play.
Oh, excuse me. Hi, my name's Brittany. What's your name?
Perry, hi. How are you?
Oh, look at you. You're Italian, aren't you?
Yeah.
I could tell by the smell.
Look at you. You're either getting a new apartment or looking.
Well, Scaremaster wants to show him his movie, and he brings up his movie smoothly.
Well, you know, if you're... have you moved in? Are you looking for a place?
Well, I'm moved in. I'm right here now. I just don't know anybody here in the building. The place I used to live, I had such friends. Everyone accepted me.
Well, that's nice. Well, would you like to come by? We can watch my film, Windy City Heat.
Excuse me. Hey, Brittany, you sound a lot like me.
Hey, it's Wolfie, Brittany's friend.
Oh, God.
Hi, what's your... Can I lick you?
Wolfie grabs Scaremaster's testicles. It's not Brittany.
What are you
I'll
doing?
Break your fucking arm.
Suddenly,
do?
Nick walks in the apartment.
Hey, what's happening here?
Hi, Brittany, who's
Brittany,
this?
Brittany and Nick lock
who's
eyes.
This?
She's hot.
Thank oh, you. You're hot too.
Brittany and Nick grab each other and start canoodling on top of Scaremaster.
Hey, get me out of the middle of this.
Really
hey,
intense
I'll
canoodling.
I'll
and Wolfie jumps and grabs Scaremaster's testicles.
Oh, kiss me.
Wolfie
kiss
grabs
me.
His testicles.
Kiss me.
Brittany, you need a manager?
Oh, Christ.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play.
Okay, show's over.
He really,
Wolfie really kind
boy,
of
boy, that was a simple mole play. Normally, this guy's grabbing my nuts.
Okay, that guy grabs your nuts.
Kissing
mole
my
play.
Fucking... Get out of here!
Anyway, well, this was... I see by the clock on the wall, it's time to end this. And again, Perry, you brought nothing to the show.
Oh, God.
Hey, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you know how to do it. I personally, on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1, if you want to get in touch with me. On Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. My Instagram is at SimplyDon1. And I don't know if you've been checking out my Vine videos, but I'm at Don Barris. Mole?
I got to tell you, I'm just really disappointed in how immediately homoerotic that last Mole Play became when Wolfie came in. Because Scaremaster sees this wolf and something happens. And I was just really celebrating the fact that Scaremaster finally found a heterosexual relationship that he would brag about. Maybe once in a while and not be talking about you-know-who and all the other dudes.
Yeah, look, what
with
gives?
Dimitri and everybody, and it was nice that we got it, finally got to hear about Brittany, and he just gave up role playing anyway.
Look,
what gives?
This is a room filled with guys. There's not a girl in here.
What
Lisa
about Mary Jane?
Not
what about
here?
Mary Jane?
What about
Mary Jane?
Well, Mary Jane's running the camera. She's not over here giving me kisses and stuff.
Nobody ever does. I'll give you a kiss.
Oh, God, no.
You don't even know if I'm a female or a male.
You're a fucking puppet. You're Don's hand.
Oh, that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, you're Don's hand that wants to jerk.
Hey, how do you get in touch with Mole?
Oh, just on Tumblr.
Okay.
Scary Perry on Facebook at Perry F. Caravello or Perry.Caravello.
And that's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car, A-V is in Victor, E-L-L-O. Or you can email me at scaryperry@knac.com.
loudest.com on the planet. It's KNAC.com.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Scare Mouse, you're doing voiceovers again?
Nick.
And how can Nick? How can people get in touch with Nick?
I'm at Nick Shadursky on Facebook, the only Nick Shadursky, so I'm kind of easy to find. And also, please join, or if you're not already on there, on the Big 3 podcast page on Facebook.
Thank you, Nick.
I'm not even part. Hi, I'm Wolfie. I'm not part of Twitter or any other social network as of yet, but I'll let you know.
If you want to find me on Twitter, it's ScaryPerry818.
And if you guys who have anyone has a great two-bedroom apartment they're looking to rent out, Scare Master and I are looking to move in. Gonna sure? get up, turn on the alarm.
And if you want to watch me perform every night over at the World Famous Comedy Store, I close out. And on Monday, don't forget, it's our Death Squad Ding Dong Show. Well, guys, put it there. Here we go. Big 3! Goodbye!